At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we out of diapers yet?
We're out of diapers, but we're just not doing business in the potty.
Okay. It's Reese's potty training update. Your three-year-old daughter, this has been like your life struggle lately.
Listen, I'm losing count of how many months we've been trying to figure this whole thing out. My daughter, Reese, she's so smart, and she knows when she has to go potty, but the only problem is she has a fear of the toilet, so we send her out back, and she uses the yard like the dog, and I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, we're saving money. We're not spending money on diapers anymore, okay?
Or feeding your grass.
we're spending a lot more on grass seed and fixing the lawn. But every week, we take tips from people trying to figure out how do we get Reese on the pot. And you had your son Colton here last week.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet. He said, you know what you should do? Hold her while she's on the toilet. Make sure she doesn't fall off.
And maybe that was her fear.
And give her milk as an incentive. She loves milk, and she can have that after she goes potty. Colt, I love you. They didn't work. But those were the sweetest suggestions in the entire world.
So what's the game plan?
At this point, I don't know. I feel like I'm at a dead end.
Well, we're getting some help from you, even from out of state. Jody in South Dakota, what do you suggest Anthony does?
We put a glass jar with a metal lid, like a jam jar, get a hole in the top with a screwdriver, hammer, however you want to do it. Then every time she goes tinkle, she gets to put a penny in there. And every time she goes number two, she gets to put a nickel in there. And she can see the money grow. It's fun to shake it, see how many are in there. And for dry nights, they also got to put in the jar. It was a huge win.
All right, so it's time to bust out your wallet. Although I would say inflation rates, you might need to bump up more than a penny and a nickel because even I wouldn't do it for that.
Whatever it's going to take. I will go to the bank today. I will take out however much money I need for this girl to start using the potty. But I do love that idea. So let's try that this week. And then we'll follow up and see if it worked.
Alterra Credit Union, we're going to need a loan so Reese can get potty trained.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.